Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadu. All right, it's the chant coming up here. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow. We all bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within us and all around us. All you have to do is open your eyes and look and see the trees, the flowers, the birds, the ants, the people around all of us. And remember, the most important is looking in within yourself and seeing the beauty that is you, the amazingness that is you, that is me, that is all of us. I realized, I was thinking about it yesterday, that it has been a really busy week. I was thinking about my show last week, and I can't even believe how much has happened since then. I talked about my beloved father-in-law, and I took my husband to the airport very early the next morning, and he got there in time to see his dad before he passed. It was really lovely. His two sisters were there, and a beloved niece, and a couple of other the husbands, and they were all there when Dad passed on Friday morning, real early in the morning, and so that was really awesome. They just have all had a funeral was yesterday morning, and all people gathered and got together. I just kept hearing very clearly I wasn't supposed to go, and Jim didn't expect me to come. In fact, he was kind of discouraging me from coming. We had a lot of really great time with mother and dad when they were alive, you know. Mother's still alive, and she's been having a hard time, but looked like she was doing a little better yesterday. So anyway, Jim's going to be gone there. Probably or not get home back here until the end of June, which is kind of unfathomable to me. It feels like he's been gone already for a million years, and it's been less than a week. Longest amount of time we'll be apart from each other, which is very weird. But I got very clear yesterday that I'm doing some really good processing, clearing up of some issues for myself, kind of long-term issues. And then actually a really surprising one came up, which I guess I'm supposed to share on the show today. As soon as I got my husband off to the airport and I came home and took a nap because I'd ended up not sleeping at all that night, my mother called, and I explained to her what was going on and that Jim was gone, and she asked me if I wanted to come spend the night. And my immediate gut reaction was, oh, God, no. And I had been realizing over the last several years that I can't even go to her house unless my husband is with me. It's so trying and difficult for me. She's immersed herself in a path of a lot of negativity. She's constantly watching the news, and she watches Fox News, and she has Fox News as her homepage on her computer. And anyway, she has just super immersed herself in a lot of negativity and vitriolic kind of spewing out on Facebook. I'm not her friend anymore there. And out of my mouth as I'm talking to her, I tell her that I'm sorry I can't come visit you because you're so negative. And she was pretty taken aback by that and didn't understand or see it. And so anyway, as I kind of tried to explain it to her, she said she thought we'd been getting along a lot better. And I said, well, that's because I've been really careful about how I manage my time with her. So for whatever reason, told her all this stuff. I certainly wasn't planning on doing that. Anyway, then she said she had to go, and so we hung up. But then I talked to Jim, my husband, and he helped me figure out a nice way to maybe explain it a little better to her. So I called her back, and I said, hey, you know, I realized that how, you know, where we are alike is I'm super sensitive to the news, and I don't watch the news, and I figured out how to have a great, happy life, and tried to explain it to her, and she said that she needed to watch all the news and be immersed in all that so she could pray about it. And I said, you know, you actually don't have to watch all that to pray about it. So anyway, it felt like, you know, I kind of reached her. So I forwarded her an email about empaths and what it means and how it affects me. And she responded by telling me that she was going to keep looking at all the ugly stuff because she felt it was important to know and that it really didn't affect her because she had Jesus. And she said, you know, crystals and New Age stuff never did anything for her. I mean, it was like this kind of insane email as I've kind of looked it over several times. And I read it to a friend, and she laughed, which I appreciated because I'm looking at it just thinking, this woman is insane. What it felt like, and I realized I woke up this morning just feeling kind of upset about it. And even though there's a part of me that's relieved, like, oh, okay, I don't have to go visit her anymore. Because basically she told me that if I didn't feel like I could come visit her, that was fine, that she would feel sad, and et cetera. But what it felt like she was saying to me was that she was choosing to live a negative life over spending any time with her daughter. And that if I'd only find Jesus, then I would be okay. That was the gist of this email to me. And so I realized I'm kind of reeling from it. And I believe that this is all also tied up in some of the stuff I'm processing right now. And you think, you know what? I'm turning 60 this year. You'd think I'd be done with all this crap. So maybe partly what's going on is being done with all this crap is that I don't have to do my mom and her family anymore. Because one of the things that happens with my mom is she doesn't see that she's sharing a lot of negative shit. And what she'll do is she'll complain about me vociferously to all her sisters and her family. And then what happens is if I'm around them, then they lay a bunch of trips on me. They're kind of like, if anybody knows anything about crabs, when you ship crabs, you don't actually have to put a lid on the crab pot, because what will happen is if one crab is trying to climb out, the other ones will grab that crab and pull it back into the crab pot. So in other words, there is no escaping the crab pot. And so what I have done is I have chosen to not be in that family and participate in family events. And so I've been kind of the pariah, and I've had a lot of negative shit and a lot of negative anger and crap laid on me by that family. And I'm saying that family on purpose because it doesn't feel like a loving family to me. And so it's kind of like, oh, maybe I'm completely done. I mean, I know my kids don't feel like they want to go spend any time with my mom. She has not treated them very kindly. She's pretty immersed in her thing. She's very into the current administration and seems to love Donald Trump. She loves Fox News. So she's chosen her path. And so maybe I'm just free from that. Maybe I've just been liberated from all that. So I appreciate you all letting me process this out loud, which I believe that's what this radio show has been about, is I talk about what's going on with me, and I hope that people can relate to it. Oh, the angels are nodding their heads very vehemently. Yes, yes, that's what you're doing. That's what you're supposed to be doing. So it's kind of like, okay, how do I, you know, it's like I felt another stab of rejection. Which is funny because part of me wanted to be, and I say that, I guess, on purpose, part of me wanted to be liberated from that. So now I just need to wrap my brain around it, that maybe I am completely liberated from that. And I don't need to go down that path anymore, because I know that in this last year, especially of spending any time with my mom, but it's been like this my whole life, where I have just come away sobbing, or I've felt super depressed and gotten really agitated being there with her. She's so negative. She sees everything super negatively, and she doesn't realize the effect. I mean, my mom actually has some kind of slow acting cancer. And I said to her, Mom, you might feel better if you didn't watch the news and immerse yourself in that. But you know what? She's chosen her path. We all choose our paths. We all, you know, pick how we want to react to things. I mean, you know, obviously there are times you feel you have a reaction and you're like surprised, or, oh, I didn't realize that would affect me. But you know, and I know in my case, I can be like, oh, okay, this is an interesting reaction. So I'm going to process that and figure out how to work with that energy and be free from it. You know, today is a gorgeous day. I already went outside and I was watering the plants and looking at the plants. I'm going to go ride my bike down to the library. I think I'll take a walk. You know, I have a really great life, and I can feel how some things affect me. And one of the comments my mom made was basically that I was burying my head in the sand and in denial about what's really going on in the world. You know, my husband's told me that he'll look at her Facebook page and she looks insane. I mean, she looks seriously insane, and he thinks she actually has mental illness. So, okay, so do I take that energy like, okay, let me decide. Do I want to be immersed in that so I can spend time with her? I have been dreading spending time with her anyway. So maybe I'm liberated. I'm liberated. I'm liberated. The angels are kind of shaking their pom-poms like, go, Sadhu, go. Let's see. I think I'm supposed to do a chant here. They're saying to do that, the chant that is for kind of self-esteem and feeling better about yourself. They're saying that I'm on the right path. And it's ironically, it's one I've been doing for years and years, and I kind of didn't exactly realize what it was for until recently. So, Akana Jor, Tripana Jor, Jordan Mangana Dana Jor, Jordan Ajivana Marane Jor, Jordan Raj Malamanasor, Jordan Asurati Gyan Vichar, Jordan Ajukati Chute Sansar, Jisahata Jorakara Veke Soe, Nanak Uttamanichina Koe. So, as per usual, there we are at about a minute and a half left, and I, you know, really, I don't know if anybody listens to this show, and maybe it's just me processing out loud. Oh, well, it seems to help me, and the angels haven't told me to stop doing it, and my internal guidance certainly appreciates having this opportunity, so I so appreciate if anyone is listening. I'm putting it out to the universe at any rate. And this is, the angels are saying I'm doing it for everyone. So this is part of my transmuting for everyone. Let's see. What else am I supposed to say? It's about the end. And out to my beloved Jim, I miss you. And I'm having some lovely, alone, quiet processing time, so you don't have to be in it. And he's doing some interesting family stuff with now his father passing. And I just send love, love, love to everyone. And I hope you have a beautiful, blessed day. Thanks for joining me. And until next week, mwah! Love you.